listening to WONY Oneonta, 90.9.
It's fun to go fast while skiing or snowboarding, but it also increases the risk of injury, both to yourself and others. The National Ski Patrol wants to remind you to learn and know your responsibility code, located on every trail map. The code is the 7 common sense rules to keep you safe on the slopes, including always ski or snowboard in control. Respect other skiers and boarders on the hill, and people ahead of you have the right of way, so it's up to you to avoid them. So give everyone plenty of room. This message is brought to you by the National Ski Patrol, which encourages you to be snow smart and play it safe. Learn more at nsp.org.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, January 28th, check out the January Art and Poster Sale from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. at Hunt Union. Also today, check out the Greek Life Panel at 6 p.m. in Union Square at Hunt Union. On Thursday, January 29th, check out the Film Club Interest Meeting at 6 p.m. in Red Dragon Theater at Hunt Union. On Friday, January 30th, check out the Terps Dance Company Interest Meeting at 5 p.m. in IRC 3. Friday night, check out Women's Basketball vs. Cortland at 5:30 p.m. in Duar Arena in Alumni Fieldhouse. And stay after for Men's Basketball vs. Cortland at 7:30 p.m. in Duar Arena at Alumni Fieldhouse. On Saturday, January 31st, snowshoe to college camp. Meet in Hunt Union, Room 20, or the Outdoor Programs Office at 10 a.m. Also on Saturday, check out Women's Basketball vs. Morrisville at 2 p.m. in Duar Arena at Alumni Fieldhouse. And stay after for Men's Basketball, also vs. Morrisville, at 4 p.m. in Duar Arena at Alumni Fieldhouse. On Sunday, February 1st, join WONY for their general body meeting at 3 p.m. in FitCell Room 303. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week. Keep it locked.
Up. What, okay. You want to go grab a mic, Nate? Hold on. Let me redo this. I usually start with like a lyric. All right, hold up. Pretend like this never happened. Now I'm coming in. Welcome to Airbud.
Whoa.
new semester, new everything. It's going to be great. It's going to be better, like I always say. New semester, better stuff, better happenings. I'm here with Nate and Nate. What mic are you on, Nate and Nate?
I am on mic number two.
Mic two. Why don't you say hello, Nate and Nate?
Yo, 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 what's going on, everybody?
I'm going to throw on headphones. And we're going to get this started. Airbud. Here's the big news for Airbud fans out there. Airbud, previously captioned or noted by critics and lauders alike as the worst show on WONY, is moving up in the world. We are now officially, Airbud is the most lower middle of the pack show on WONY 90.9 FM. Woo! I wish I had my soundboard. Air horns, you know?
Whoa. What are you talking about, Joe? What does that mean? Your show? You're telling me out of the, 40 to 50 people, nothing against anybody else, but you're telling me that your show does the worst ratings?
Well, Nate, not anymore. And it's, you're right. It's a dog-eat-dog world. So I don't know who's moved down, but somebody else has taken my spot.
So you moved up.
I moved up.
Okay. That's what we like to see, Joe.
Previously noted as the worst show on WONY. Because I would always come on and be like, hey, I'd be all depressed. Like, oh, hey, this is Airbud. It's the worst show on WONY, but I have to do it. But
get
now it's like, hey, I'm
out of here.
I'm the most lower middle of the pack show on WONY now. I'm in the 25th percentile. So we're moving up in the world pretty much. Thanks, Nate. I'm going to play. See, this is what I do. I'm going to play some music in the background while we talk about stuff. And, what's the topic this week? Can you hear that, Nate?
Yeah.
Faintly? It's good.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
That's nice. This is Hella, by the way, playing in the background. The band Hella. I'm just going to play a bunch of their music.
Joe, let's keep everybody in the loop over here. Me, I don't know if anybody was listening. What? It's been like a couple months since I've been in here. And, you know, I trained with Magnus. I was on Magnus's show. I was on your show.
Mm-hmm.
This was like a couple months ago. You know, we've been away from break for about a month and a half. That was a really long break.
Are you a DJ yet?
Not yet, but we had our first interest meeting of the semester today, and I pulled up, and let's just say I made great strides today, and I don't know. I think the people will be seeing me on the radio very soon. Very, very soon.
Very, very soon. You know, with the help of me, it just takes a nudge. And
let's give it up to Joe. Let's give it up to Joe for being such a huge help.
See, I wish I had my soundboard because I could play applause.
Oh, man.
But I, you know, today I was like, I wanted to do like a big show, but then I was like, man, it's the first show. You got to go slow. You got to take it slow, man. Life moves fast. You got to take it slow, pretty much.
Yeah.
So what do you think you're going to call your show that doesn't exist yet?
I don't know, bro, because, you know, I just came up with this idea while we were walking. I think Snappo Dat Bo would be a great name, but, you know, we gotta talk to some people on the e-board, see what we can do about
that. See what we can do.
Because that's a little iffy. You know, that is a little iffy.
I could agree that's a little iffy. But if it's like a bowl of soup or something, it's fine, no?
Yeah, like a lot of people been catching the flu. I think they were talking about like record high or like in a long time, a lot of flu cases in late 2025. So, I don't know. Soup sounds real good.
Soup sounds great.
Maybe it's a bowl of that soup.
What's your favorite soup, Nate?
Ooh. You ever have potato leek soup?
I have not.
Potato leek soup, man. That stuff will change your life. You could even put cheese with that stuff. And it's like a very thick soup, so I don't know if you guys like thick soups, but whoever does.
Thick soups are nice sometimes. I bet you could get, you know what my favorite soup is? Chicken noodle.
That's a classic.
That's like it's like saying your favorite character is Mario, but dude, it's chicken noodle.
It's all right, bro. Chicken noodle is you can't go wrong with that. I feel like there's no safer option than chicken noodle soup.
Well, let's take some fan mail. Leo. Leo, what's your favorite soup? Let's get some fan mail going on here. Just hit my line. Tell me what your favorite soup is.
We got Leo in here.
I don't know if he's in here, but
we got some listeners. Shout out to all the listeners, man.
Honestly, I like to call out his name, but it's fan mail for anyone. Send me your favorite soup, and we can do kind of like a soup cast. Maybe, you know, it's audio only. Maybe we could like have the sounds of us making the soup next time, and we'll turn this into sort of like a soup show. Soup-centered show. All about soup. I don't know how that would do.
I don't know, Joe, but
Leo...
Never hurts to try.
We got... I need, like, a jingle, like... Do-do-do-do-do, fan mail. Leo said his favorite soup is banana mayonnaise soup. He said... That's his favorite, he says.
Banana mayonnaise. Come on, Leo.
I like that laugh.
I love that kid.
Yeah.
Such an innocent soul.
But
speaking of kids.
Oh no, Joe.
No, I'm not going to talk about what you're thinking I'm about to talk about. Speaking of kids, I'm turning 20 years old in 61 days. That's how far away it is.
Oh my goodness gracious, Joe.
I think that's such a big deal. I wish we, like you said, I wish we had that soundboard right now.
I'm pretty much a quarter of the way through. And it quickly turns from like, oh yay, birthday counter, to like, ooh, birthday counter, like, yuck. You know?
Joe, how old are you turning, Joe? You're going to be, what, 19, 20?
20.
You're going to be 20. 20.
I'm not going to be a teenager anymore. It's bad. I feel like it's bad. Because teenagers do whatever they want, and 20-year-olds don't do whatever they want. They're grown-ups. They're grown-ups.
Yes, they are. But, you know, you're still too young. You know, I feel like when you're 20, you're still too young to... This is just my opinion, but you're, like, still too young to go out with like, the people who are 21 and up. Because, you know, I've interacted with people in the dating world who are 21 and up. And, you know, I'm 20. And they were like, but I can't take you to the bars. I don't know.
Yeah, I could see that being a problem.
Maybe I just met... like a bunch of bar hopping people, but I don't know, all of them were like, but you're too young to drink alcohol, whatever, you don't have a
problem. I wouldn't want to date an alcoholic. That seems like not a fun time.
Nah, but Joe, we're all straight edge, remember?
I'm a woniaholic. See, this is why I need a soundboard. Imagine I'm a woniaholic, and then air horn,
boom, one of those things, those drum things.
Look at what Magnus wrote. You know, to all the listeners, if you know, y'all can't see this, but we're in the room right now, and who doesn't love Magnus? I mean, Magnus drew this whole thing out. He said, if you encounter any issues with the equipment, please do not hesitate to... The R is scratched out, so it's E-A-C-H, but we all know what he was trying to say. Please do not hesitate to reach out to me on GroupMe, and here is my number. And then he's got like all this rainbow stuff, but it looks nice. Looks nice.
Yeah.
It's on a whiteboard. He drew some like some whales. I like that. Don't you like whales, Joe?
I do like whales. You know, back when I was taking... Look, Nate, this is an important question not to mess up. On the written test... Oh, is this a leak? Is this a leak? On the written test, one of the questions was like, what's the mascot of Woni? And I was like... You know, I was new to the school, so I was like, oh, Oneonta, like Red Dragon. And I just skipped it, and I clicked, put Red Dragon down. And then they were like, no, dum-dum, it's the whale, the Woni whale. And I was like, oh, yeah,
oh,
sure.
Wow.
But at the time, that kind of pissed me off. I was like, oh, that's like, wow, that's like a dumb question to mess up. And I, cortisol spike.
Ooh.
So make sure you put down the whale.
I got you, Joe. We gonna kill it. I think Woni's gonna be excited to have me as a member.
Yeah, as a small sliver of Woni, I will vehemently advocate for you, Nate. I'm excited.
100% though.
Can we get a fan mail sound check? How's the sound, Leo? Is the music too loud? Is it too quiet? Is it too... Is it grating? Is it soft as a baby's bottom? What is it? Nate, I got another question for you. You're going to do a music show, I'm assuming. Maybe a talk show. But what's the vibe? What, like, it's bad that I'm asking this because my show does not like, the whole point is that I don't really got anything going on. But are you going to have a theme, a vibe, something like that?
You know, I can't give you, right yet, I can't give you a straight-to-the-point answer. But I can tell you that it's going to, I feel like it's going to vary based off of whatever time my show is. I feel like different times of the day bring out different moods in me, you know? I feel like, you know, it's kind of weird, Joe, because I feel like, you know, nighttime, you know, I could, listen, I can be both, but I would feel like I'm more of a night person than a morning person.
Yeah.
And also, you know, I feel like in the morning, you know, the sun is out and everything, so, you know, I'm all, I don't know about you, Joe, but when the sun is out, I'm all happy and I'm giddy and I'm like all of that. I'm like, whoa, so whoop-de-doo.
But you are a
what's up, Joe?
You are a temporally affected type of person. You're,
yes, if that means affected by the time and
the weather.
And the weather,
I'm
yes.
I'm a weather guy, yes, too. The, I'm the very much a weather
is,
guy.
Yeah. I would say the weather is a big deal.
The difference between me and all of these other peons on this disgusting planet. Thanks, Nate. The difference between me and everyone else is that I actually don't really care what type of weather it is. Like, if it's sunny, I'll be happy. And if it's raining, I'll be super happy, but, like, in a different way. And when it's snowing, I'm also pretty happy in, like, a different way.
I do like the snow, and I feel like the rain is very calm, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
When it's raining out.
I'm a big rain guy.
Yeah, the rain definitely puts me in a mellow mood. I could just, like, sit on the couch, watch some Scooby-Doo, I don't know, when it's raining. Maybe grab, like, a cup of Joe. I got a Scooby-Doo mug that I like to drink. Tea, black tea with honey, and hot cocoa with milk and whipped cream out of. That's my cup.
Wait, hot tea with cocoa?
Hot cocoa. So I would
tea,
say the
tea
drinks,
and hot cocoa. Okay.
Yeah. I don't drink coffee out of it. You know, I do drink coffee every now and then, but I don't really drink coffee out of a mug. I feel like I drink coffee out of glass. Like just glass
like
cups.
It'd be a little, there's a lot of words you could use here. It'd be sacrilegious, boring, asinine to drink coffee out of a Scooby-Doo mug. I feel like the point of a Scooby-Doo mug is that you're drinking, like, hot chocolate out of it.
Yeah, hot chocolate. I think originally it was a hot chocolate. It came up as a part of, like, this hot cocoa kit or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
From, like, Target or something. But
no, those are fun gifts. I like, they might look a little dumb, but the hot cocoa kits.
No, they're fire.
Yeah, they're fire.
They're
fun.
They're fire. I saw a Snoopy one time.
Oh, I've seen that one.
I really wanted that one. I like Charlie Brown.
Isn't that like, that's like a Target classic.
Oh, yeah. Target is the place to go, I would say, if you want to get those hot cocoa kits and everything. That's the go-to spot.
You're a bit of a love guru, Nady Nate, and I'm sure you know that the girls love Target. Target is the spot. Like,
yeah,
if you want
to hear a funny story?
I'd love to hear a funny story.
You know, I hate to expose my good old buddy pal Steven from back home, but
shout out Steven.
He air dated this kid dated one of the worst human beings on the planet. Can you believe this, Joe? Me, Nady Nate, feuding with Steven's ex-girlfriend. You know, they dated for a good 2 years back in high school. You know, I dated a girl for 2 years, but Steven never had beef with her. You know, we were all friends. That's why all this stuff ended up getting weird and stuff. Like, come on, man. But anyway,
Oh my God, we went to Target one time, and it's like the Target right near the Q train on K-Way in Brooklyn, and oh my God, it was me, Steven Cecilia, I'm not gonna say her name, well, whatever, I know people don't really care, but it was me, Steven Cecilia, that was her, and then our boy Chrissy or something, I think, and oh my God, me and Chris were just walking and talking and yada yada, and it was her and Steven, you know, talking to each other, walking like 10 feet in front of us, and like they split, right? I'm not gonna go into too much detail, it's literally us shopping at Target, so it doesn't really matter, but they bought condoms, Joe.
Oh,
they bought condoms.
Why are you talking like that?
I don't know. Because it was one of the most ridiculous, one of the most stupid, outlandish, nonsense, BS things you can do. Why the heck would you buy condo? This was all her, by the way. So Steven's innocent here, you know. But Fortnite, I have no idea. It might have been the whole damn game itself. He might have robbed him of the whole game itself. But he got his ASS handed to him. And, you know, they ended up dating. I don't know how long that lasted, but, you know, she had me blocked on Instagram for the longest time.
Nene, I'm gonna cut in real quick because we just had dead air for so long because the stream
are you
went out.
Kidding me?
Think, see, this is why listeners are important, because Leo was like, oh, there's dead air. And I was like, what? And then I clicked the button and it's back. So.
Oh, Joe, they missed my story. How long did we have the dead air for?
From about when you were talking about the crotch, which is, I don't even know if that's Wony applicable. What?
Okay, so.
But it's okay, all right, Nady.
I'm sorry, Wony, but she ended up buying something very inappropriate. I just thought that it was inappropriate that she would end up buying something like that when her boyfriend's friends were there with her. I feel like, you know, I don't care if they do that on their own time, but you're weird. you're weird, Chicky, and you ain't got no standards. So calm the heck down, Jesus. And then, you know, she ended up getting with this other dude who got, you know, his butt handed to him because he robbed somebody. He robbed Chrissy of his Fortnite game, but Chrissy beat his behind for it, caught him in the park. Yeah. Yeah, real story. Caught him in Marine Park, beat his butt.
Damn.
He called his sister like she was going to do anything about it. Dummy. But they broke up. I don't know how long they dated, but she had me blocked on Instagram for like the longest time. So I don't know. But she unblocked me. And, you know, I'm not a stalker, but I did check out her profile, you know, like a couple times, you know, like. I would say in 2025, like, I checked it at one point. Oh, boom, she's dating this dude, Karan, who got his behind handed to him. And then, like, oh, well, she got rid of him, which, you know, leaves me to assume that, well, they're not dating anymore. So, but she's a loser. She's a, oh, my God, I just want to say some inappropriate things, but she's a loser. She has no standards, like, no self-worth.
You're talking about the Kanye lyric, you know?
I don't know what the heck you're talking about.
Thought Jay. I gave her the best years of her life. I saw a recent photo of her. I guess Steven, I was right.
You know, Steven, you know, God bless Steven. Godspeed to Steven.
God bless Steven. God bless Mexico.
Steven is a glorious king. And he definitely has given her the best years of her pathetic, worthless life. I used to make really dark jokes about her. We're not going
to
go into it.
Yeah, yeah. You don't have to go into that.
It's very inclusive, the things that I would say. And nobody wants that. You know, that was me then. But this is me now. And whether or not I still believe this stuff or not, you know, I know, you know, if you ain't got nothing nice to say, don't say it at all.
That's facts, Nate. So, I, you know, your story is a little wild-sided, but I think I could understand, because I've been there. Sometimes your boy is just dating someone who's just like, they're an L, they're a loser.
Yeah, I don't know if I can't
get down with it.
I don't know if I was saying this during the dead air or not, but I said, like, I thought she was doing it to, you know, be snarky or smarky. I don't know. I think it's snarky, you know, like to make a point, to be like, I know this makes you mad. Like, I'm dating your best friend and I'm keeping him away from you. Like, come on, bro.
Well, that's just
Steven's a better man.
You got to be. I don't know. There's got to be something wrong with you to view it like that.
Yeah.
She does not sound enjoyable.
Joe, let's get some background music going again.
Yeah, it's playing. It's this song's super quiet. Turn it up. Let's meditate.
Like ambient music?
This is some ambient music. Shout out Ben Bronstein. Check out Child Labor and OTC and get their CDs.
Oh, my God. Shout out to Ben Bronstein.
Oh, it's so loud.
That's how he would say it.
I feel like I'm so locked. This music is, like, this is powerful.
This reminds me of, like, that scene from the new Avatar movie when they were under the water and the girl was having the flashbacks. I don't know. I don't watch those movies, but, you know, I work at the movie
theater. Work at the movie theater. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I did see some clips of Avatar. I did spend, like, 15 minutes sitting in the theater watching it. But, yeah, no. I like this.
What do you do that on your break or just, like, anytime?
I would say when I'm patrolling, because when you're patrolling, you have gaps. You know, nice. I would say patrolling is probably the least amount. I don't want to say it's the easiest,
because you do have a lot of responsibilities. You know, piracy is a very big deal.
Yeah.
Do not commit piracy, kiddos. But, you know, there are... It's the least amount of work. That's how I would put it. It's definitely less work than, I would say, than a concessionist or an usher or... Except for the door person. I feel like... But, you know, the door... You have to stand there. So it's the door is a lot more boring than patrol. Patrol, you have free range. You could go wherever you want throughout the theater. But you have more responsibilities as a patrol than you do as a door person, I feel. Like. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. But, you know, some responsibilities there.
You caught any pirates in the wild?
Not piracy, but I had to break up two different fights.
Whoa.
And during my time back down, there was a dispute between a bunch of elderly women, to put it nicely. It wasn't even a big deal. It was like this one woman was... It was like E7, 8, 9. And it was like two women in E7 and 8. And then this other woman in E9. But the two women in 7 and 8, one of them were in E9. And it, like the woman in 9 was complaining, yada, yada. And they were having a big fuss about it. And I had to do something. I had to tell the old woman. And, you know, she didn't seem to be too happy that somebody like a third of her age was telling her, like, hey, get your behind up and go in, literally just go into the seat literally right next to you. But, you know, that's too much of a big deal because it's a younger person telling you. But it's whatever, you know, that's the vibe I got from her. The worst one was the three kids that were trying to beat up that woman because... She confronted them for, like, being too loud in the theater. I checked that theater, too. It was, like, towards the end of the movie. So I already did my check of that theater, like, two checks, maybe three. And I didn't hear anything. But apparently, like, they were trying to fight her. And it became, like, a big deal. But, you know, luckily I had some of the general managers, you know. Shout out to the general managers of Regal Sheepshead Bay. Shout out to Regal Sheepshead Bay. The toughest Regal in all of the city. Probably all of the states. And if Regal is an international company, which I do not know if it is, then it is the toughest Regal in the entire world. But, you know,
good,
Joe.
Jarvis, that.
Your buddy old pal Andy... He ain't want to go to Regal Sheepshead Bay because it's too far.
Yeah,
he didn't want to take public transportation. You know, Joe, you know, with where I work and, you know, you guys taking the LIR out of Long Island, you wouldn't even have to do any walking until you get off the bus to walk across the street to the theater. I'm talking about you take the LIR to Barclays, you literally just transfer to the 2 or the 5, then you take that to the last stop, get out, boom, the 44 is right there, you take the 44 to the last stop, and then boom, right across the street is the movie theater. And Andy was too much of a baby to do anything about it.
Andy's... Yeah, Andy's
a
baby.
He didn't want to...
Andy is a baby.
Because he would rather Mo drive him. But what? Mo didn't want to drive... Whatever. At least Mo drove all the way to my crib that one time when Henry pulled up. So
yeah,
shout out to
fine.
Mo for that. Joe, and, you know, someday you're going to pull up to my crib. I know you're not going to give me a hard time about that, but Andy, L Mans... Come on, get your stuff together.
That's what I'm saying, Nate. Nate's been spitting facts today.
Get your stuff together, man.
And we saw Marty Supreme, dude. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Yeah, which you had to pay for. Because Did I forget to mention that employees of Regal get free movie tickets?
Yes, here's the kicker. That's the kicker.
Yes.
Nate and Aiden is free tickets.
That's like my equivalent to, I don't know, health insurance or whatever. It's like, oh, now I get to be more happier as an employee because I get to see 9 free movies. You know, unfortunately, I did not use any of those because I did not feel like any of the movies that were out were that good.
Yeah, that's kind of the give and take, is like movies suck. So movies usually suck.
But there's a couple movies. It's just like they advertise a lot of movies. And, you know, I keep, you know, me walking around, you know, I'm not a manager, so I'm not in the loop. And I don't want to say too much stuff. But, you know, me seeing all these posters to all these movies, I'm thinking, oh, so when all of these come out, we're going to be playing all of these. You know, we got 14 theaters. You know, we could play up to 14 movies. But, you know, we don't usually do that because it's easier to just have like 3 movies set on 3 different projectors that will play in 3 different theaters. And so it's like, you know, we'll have like around 7 movies playing at a time, 7 different options a day. And you know, with the exception of, you know, some days we do like random movies and some days we do like a thing where people can vote online. I don't know how that works. I haven't tried it yet, but they do something with the employees, which I have not seen yet, but yet again, I have not been working there for a full year yet, so, and I am on student leave right now, but I know they do something where the employees get to vote on a random movie. But like, you know what, I'm not gonna say it, but yeah, no, shout out to Regal Sheepshead Bay, shout out to all my employees. Not my employees, my coworkers. What the hell am I saying? Joe, can you record your sessions? I feel like you gotta start recording your sessions.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, just it'd be just so to easy them. To do, and I miss out on the opportunity.
Joe, you know, you know, if you would be so kind as to helping me, you know, to, you know, spoiler alert, when I get my own show, to help me record my show, because
I got you. It's so easy. I just have to go onto my computer, my laptop. I'd have to open the stream, open OBS, and click record. That's kind of it.
Yeah,
because I have a terabyte of storage now, and I'm just recording everything.
Wow, that sounds big.
A terabyte is a lot of gigabytes. I figured out.
A lot of gigabytes, boy.
It's 1,000 gigabytes.
Mm.
Or is it more than that? No, it's definitely 1,000.
So what's the smallest one? A kilobyte?
A bit is the smallest one.
A bit is 1. So I guess like a terabyte would be like 1 trillion or something. I don't know.
A trillion bits? Probably. Oh, I got the thing open right now. Wait, hold on. Bit. And we go to terabyte. 1 terabyte is, hold on, it's one of those compressed scientific numbers that I don't know how to read anymore because I'm not in high school.
Joe, I thought you literally just took calculus.
Well, that's not science, it's math.
Oh.
Dude, calculus is hard.
Yeah. You know, luckily I didn't take that. You know, my guidance counselor in high school knew I was too stupid to... Well, too stupid in math, because I am very good at history, but you can't be good at everything, always. So, math is definitely my weak suit. Math and science, with that whole scientific notation stuff.
1 terabyte is 8 trillion bits.
1 trillion is... Say that again?
1 terabyte is 8 trillion bits.
8 trillion. That's interesting.
Because you know how it goes by 8?
Oh, so it does... Oh, so like... Oh, yeah, because like... like 16 gigs, 24 gigs, yeah, 32 yeah. gigs, it's 256 gigs.
You could have bits, but then bytes are what you usually see.
Yeah, like
8 bits is a
you
byte.
You know, my phone plan, I think, is like, it's either 64 or the 128 one.
Mm.
Yeah, one of those.
I think I only have 64.
Yeah, I think I'm with 60. I think 64 is cheaper, so I think I went with 60. Because 64 is still a pretty decent amount. I don't have a crazy amount of photos on my phone.
I feel like the consensus with storage is that nobody has enough.
Except for me, because I am yet to reach my limit.
Nice. Yeah, I haven't reached the limit. I'm teetering, though. I'm always teetering. I'm at like 50-something.
Yeah, I feel like I've been there, especially with the 32. I feel like I need the 64. I couldn't do the 32. I definitely use more than 32 gigs. But 64 has me right. So I'm probably sitting at maybe like, if I would have to guess, maybe like around 50. I don't know.
My problem with storage is that I hate the cloud. I don't trust the cloud, dude. I like having it like right there. You know what I mean?
I will say
Microsoft OneDrive, Nady Nate, you know. We in this house, we shoot and kill Microsoft OneDrive.
God.
We throw it in the back of the van and toss it into a lake with cinder blocks tied up to it.
Yeah.
Microsoft OneDrive is not it.
And we don't usually disrespect the dead, but Microsoft OneDrive can shove it.
Mm-hmm.
So. But I will say this, Joe. I will say Microsoft, Apple, whatever the heck you use. Listen, I'm also a music producer. I got new music coming out soon. Hopefully.
Nice. But
I would say that between Apple computers and Microsoft computers, I feel like the Microsoft computers are a little more intuitive than the Macs. 'Cause,
yeah.
You know, forget like, you know, the safety of being hacked or whatever. Yeah, you have to deal with that on Microsoft. And I'm not even talking about how you can get illegal stuff easier on Microsoft stuff or whatever. But I feel like with Microsoft, it's just, you know, the way it works, like, what are we doing, Apple? Why do we have to make the X in the top right corner look like a gosh darn freaking traffic light, whatever the heck?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't like the
red, yellow, green.
I'm what looking at it right now. There's a Mac in the studio.
So. I understand X, square, and horizontal line. It is horizontal. Joe, the x-axis is horizontal, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, horizontal maybe. Line, square, and X. I understand that better than red light, yellow light, green light on some squid game. Like, bruh.
And you know, it's the thing with these companies. You know how Nintendo and Xbox, the A and the B are flipped and the X and the Y are flipped for, like, no reason? And it messes everybody up. I'm looking now. You know how Microsoft, for Microsoft, it's in the top right corner. And you have minimize, window, and close in that order from left to right. On Apple, they put it on the top left because, of course, everything has to be flipped. And instead of going one way, left to right, it's X, then minimize, then window. I don't like that. It doesn't make any sense.
If Steve Jobs had to get one ear pierced, he would choose his right ear.
And we all know what that means.
Yes. Yes. Yes, we do.
We don't have to say, but we all know what that means. Shout out to minimize mode on computers. I like minimizing stuff. Because it goes away and then comes back.
Joe, this dude
reminds me of Raymond Reddington from The Blacklist. You ever watch that show?
No, I have not.
Oh my God. Shout out to The Blacklist. I feel so bad for forgetting the... Well, you know what The Blacklist is, right? It's like, you know, the government's most wanted criminals in America. And so it's pretty much about that. It's about like this dude who's a really wanted criminal. And he ends up partnering up with, I don't know if it's the FBI, the CIA. I haven't watched the show in so long, but it's the government. He ends up. And, you know, it's like this specific girl named Kim, and she, you know, there's like this little thing going on where it's like she's suspected of being, or she suspects that Raymond Reddington is her father, because she's not aware of her father. Her father went away at a very young age or something, but... You know, the way he looks out for her and stuff, you know, has her, you know, it has her suspicions going out and about. So, but, you know, he's got beef with all these other people on the blacklist. So it's literally like each episode is pretty much just about them hunting out each one of these criminals and then getting into these situations with them, and boom. It was just it was an entertaining show, because my mom and my sister, they like to watch a lot of those stuff, like, and those are like pretty popular shows. Like, my sister likes to watch General Hospital. My mom likes to watch NCIS.
Yeah.
But NCIS is not the same anymore, because the actor who played Gibbs, he's not there anymore. It's just not the same.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when Fiona left in Shameless. Like, yeah, it was the last season, but, you know, nobody watched it because Fiona left and she was the main character. So, but, oh my God, I just forgot what I was talking about.
Speaking of Shameless, when I had, Shameless has White Boy Carl, right?
White Boy Carl, yes. Yes, that's the kid who tried to be black or something, sold the guns in the bathroom.
Yeah. I've seen it on YouTube Shorts.
Yeah. Of course, that's exactly... Joe, this is why I love you, man, because out of the five people, you know, that we live with, us being two of them, you know, the other three guys, they do not like YouTube Shorts. They like TikTok and Instagram Reels.
Yeah.
And I don't have TikTok, and my Instagram Reels are buns.
YouTube Shorts is brain nourishment. And Instagram Reels. You get so many movie clips.
I'm going to say this. I think Instagram Reels has a better comment section.
That's true.
But YouTube Reels has the better content. And I feel like YouTube Shorts has the better algorithm, because they kind of understand more how to curate the stuff that you might like better to you than Instagram does. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, it was like, there was a week over break where for some reason I just was so addicted to YouTube Shorts. And I'm like, I scroll, you know, everybody scrolls now, but I scroll for like max an hour a day, I feel like, especially when I'm at school. It's usually in the morning or at night. I'm like, all right, scroll, and then I'm done. And I'll open it for like little blips here and there. I'll do like five reels, like, oh, here, send something to Andy. Oh, here, send something to Dylan. And then that's kind of it. Because I always got people sending me reels. That's the thing. I got Dez and Andy and Dylan, you know, everybody sending me reels. Mo.
That's interesting, Joe, because, you know, I just like to watch them, keep it to myself. I feel like I get a lot of music stuff. I get a lot of basketball stuff. And I get a lot of stuff about cooking. That's like the main three things that I get on my YouTube show. And I like that because it's simple.
Yeah.
And it's like basic stuff that you can say, okay, this is obviously like three different hobbies that are pretty straightforward. And there's nothing
crazy outlandish about then?
Like I feel like if you got some weird content going on, just somehow I find out about it, it's like, well, that makes you less approachable as a person in real life. And that's not mean. It's not mean to say that. It's the truth. Stop being weird. Do you.
Dude, I just went to go check my screen time. I'm sorry for cutting you off, Nate.
Nah, you're all good.
Instagram has been running in the background of my phone constantly for the last 17 hours.
Joe, that is disgusting.
Why is it doing that?
I think we need to... Joe, we need to have a boo on your soundboard. Everybody, on the count of three, let's give Joe a little boo for that. One, two, three. Boo.
Do I have to do it? Boo.
Boo. Because, Joe, 17 hours of not closing Instagram?
No, in the back, like...
Like when you're not on the app, but the app is still open on your phone.
Like, even when I close my phone, like, there's something running on Instagram. It's been doing that for 17 hours. Like, is it mining Bitcoin right now?
And listen, you're not alone. A lot of people will do that, right? Like, sometimes I'm guilty of that. Sometimes I'll be on, especially when I'm on my phone and I pass out without charging my phone because when I'm conscious, I always like to do that consciously, but... You know, like, sometimes I'll just pass out with, like, YouTube shorts open, or I'll pass out playing Two Dots or whatever. But it's like, Joe, you got to stay on top of that. And, you know, you're not alone. A lot of people do it. A lot of people are guilty of it. And it happens. But, you know, when you're aware, you definitely got to be closing out of that. And the main reason why I do it is because it saves the overall battery life of your phone. Your phone will have better battery for a longer period of time if you close out of your apps consistently compared to somebody who doesn't do that. You know, take two people who one person closes out of all their apps, one person leaves all of their apps running after 3 years. Dude who closes all of his apps is going to have his phone's battery lasting longer.
Do you know about the battery health thing?
Yeah, in the settings, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I checked that like a month ago. I got my phone in June of 2024, so my phone is going to be 2 years old. My phone is a year and a half old, and my battery thing is on 89%. Which I feel like is very good because after 4 years of having my iPhone 11, I think it was on like 60 something. And, you know, I had that phone since like 2020. So that was throughout the pandemic. Had that phone for a good 4 years. And, you know, I was just on my phone so much, especially in the early days of the pandemic. I'm jacking this music, Joe. Joe, it's already 8:54?
It is.
What the heck? Joe, I'd say let's let these people stop hear us yapping. We've been yapping for long enough. Let's play some valid music. Let's keep the good, subtle vibes going. And how about you show me some stuff around the studio so I can pass my test eventually and end up being on the radio myself?
I like that idea, Nate.
All right.
So I'm going to give it to, you know, it's the first show of the semester, and I'm thinking of a song here that has sort of become the theme song of this show, and I'm going to play it right now. It's Goodbye, Goodbye by Music, the band who makes ambient music. But I seem to gravitate towards this song on the radio because it's just, I don't know, it's a good intro, it's a good outro, it's a good everything.
Well, whatever song you're playing right now, I kind of like it.
I really like whatever this song
is. Not is. Now by Ira, but it's playing in the background.
Shout out to Ira. Good quality production over here.
So I'm gonna play that. And I'll show you around the studio. So this turned out great. I don't know how we just kept talking and talking, but you know, I love Nate and Nate loves me. So that's my boy. I talk to him forever.
Heck yeah, Joe. And you know, I think like I said, I think Wony is gonna be happy to have me, you know, not to toot my own horn
or
anything, but you know, I think you know, because I'm dedicated and I'm hungry and I want this. I feel like I can do a lot of good with this. So, you know, it's been a real blessing to talk to you folks.
Yeah.
Hope me and Joe were able to entertain you guys. But, yeah, the time really flies when you're just yapping with your homies, I guess.
Yeah. Thank you for tuning in to Airbud. And I will see you next week. This outro song is going to be, like I said, Goodbye, Goodbye by Music. It's like my theme song on this show. So that'll play now while I finish up here. Thank you.
best friend like Lil Bub. But you can adopt one. Help us save them all at bestfriends.org.
Hey, everyone. You're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, January 28th, check out the January Art and Poster Sale from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. at Hunt Union. Also today, check out the Greek Life panel at 6 p.m. in Union Square at Hunt Union. On Thursday, January